I'm happy that they still do concerts here, because I was told a few years back that this building was bought by some religious organization, which maybe it was, maybe I'm in their house. I thought, well, that's creepy. And I imagined this building just full of people who were sort of overtly worshiping something that probably didn't even exist. And it reminded me of a period in my life where that really bothered me. It doesn't bother me anymore. People can sort of believe whatever they want. I don't really care. It doesn't affect me most of the time. But there was a time when it did bother me a lot, especially the part where you had somebody kind of walking around. Maybe it's a stage like this. Maybe it's somewhere on TV or just the radio. And they're telling people who want to have hope, that's all they need in their life, that they can have it and that everything will be okay if they just send them $100. And that pissed me off. I didn't like that. It intended to be, I think, the people who didn't have $100 to give, and they were the ones giving it. And so one or two songs on this album are kind of about that. This was the first one that I wrote. It's called Your Savior.
Let me see your hand.
one of the main things that makes us happy about the fact that everybody is here to see us play, everybody has listened to Temple of the Dog, is that the reason why we came together in the first place to do it was to honor a fallen friend named Andrew Wood. And I think one of the hardest things for me personally, I think for all of us, is that he died at 24 years old, and he was one of the most talented people that any of us would ever get to meet or get to hear. And so what struck me was that there'll be millions of people that don't get to listen to his music. And the fact that you guys are here proves that what we did helped get his name out there and helped get his genius out there so that people could hear it and know how amazing he was. So we're gonna do a couple songs from his band and his album with Jeff and with Stone. It was a band called Mother Love Bone.